This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said that today is a historic day for India. He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. Mr. Chauhan said that this research will prove to be a milestone in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolution of Viksit Bharat. The minister said that to fulfill the nutritional demands of the increasing population, the country needs to increase the production. He added that these two varieties are not only beneficial to farmers, but also to the public.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम दो देश पूरे कर रहा है. नंबर एक उत्पादन की लागत घट रही. पर हेक्टर अगर ज्यादा पैदावार होगी और जो दो हमारी किस्में हैं दोनों उनमें से एक कमला DRR 100 अब उसकी तुलना में अधिक उपज लगभग 30% ज्यादा पैदावार होगी और ये 20 दिन पहले पक के तैयार हो जाएगी. समय भी बचेगा और पानी भी कम लगेगा. 2 से लेकर 3 सिंचाई तक बच जाएगी और बचे हुए पानी का उपयोग हम अगली फसल के लिए कर सकेंगे, बाकी फसलों के लिए कर सकेंगे. मीथेन गैस का उत्सर्जन कम होगा, उत्पादन बढ़ेगा, किसान को फायदा है, जनता को भी फायदा है. बढ़ती हुई आबादी को अगर पूरी तरह से पोषण सुरक्षा देनी है, खाद्य सुरक्षा देनी है, तो उत्पादन बढ़ाना पड़ेगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal AP Singh in New Delhi. The meeting came amid rising tensions between India and Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. In a significant development following the recent Pahalgam terror attack, the Punjab police have arrested two individuals in Amritsar for allegedly spying for Pakistan. The accused, identified as Palak Sher Masih and Suraj Masih, were allegedly involved in leaking sensitive information and photographs of military installations, including army cantonments and air bases in Amritsar. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 army personnel were killed when their vehicle skidded off the road and plunged into the 700 feet deep gorge in Ramban district today. Our correspondent reports that the army truck was part of a convoy moving from Jammu to Srinagar along Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 when the driver of the vehicle lost its control on the starting and the accident took place near Battery Chashma in Ramban district. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today stressed that people need to learn and practice Sanskrit language because India's all knowledge is in Sanskrit language. He said that Sanskrit language can guide the world to resolve its problems. The Home Minister made these remarks while addressing the valedictory event of the 1008 Sanskrit speech camps organized by Samskrita Bharati in New Delhi. Emphasizing the importance of Sanskrit language, Mr. Shah said that Sanskrit language is a mother of most languages. He added that the government is working to promote Sanskrit in the country.
Sanskrit एक प्रकार से भारत की आस्था है, हमारी परंपरा है, ये सत्य है, नित्य है, सनातन. इसके साथ ज्ञान और ज्ञान की ज्योति दोनों एक प्रकार से संस्कृत में ही समाहित है.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju today said that every creator that participated in the Waves is leaving as a star. The secretary said this while addressing a cultural session during Waves in Mumbai. Mr. Jaju noted the musicians that contested in the Create in India Challenge CIC captured the essence of India through their performances. He mentioned that the government will take the winners of all the musical competitions of CIC for future international tours and performances over more established names. The first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude today. Masterclasses on filmmaking and cultural events are the main attraction on the last day of the 4-day event. The event, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin with a colourful and grand opening ceremony at Pataliputra Sports Complex at Patna in Bihar this evening. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the participants through a video message. Over 8,500 young sporting talent will fight for medals in different categories. In IPL cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders were 194 for 4 in 19.3 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens. And with that, we end this news bulletin.